For those of us struggling with shame and guilt following an abortion, it can be hard to understand what Easter is truly about. If you have yet to go through healing, you actually might be feeling fearful this weekend. My prayer is that this episode will be a source of hope for you and will point you to the one who came to give you the hope that you so need. So here we go with today's message of hope. Are you struggling with the pain of a past abortion and longing for help but don't know where to turn? Have you been made to believe that your sin of abortion is too big and too bad? Friend, if that's you, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Does God Forgive Abortion podcast. I'm Brittany, and you wouldn't know it just by looking at me, but I too walked through the doors of an abortion clinic and ended the life of my unborn child. I thought for years that I had committed the one sin that was unforgivable, and I awaited punishment from God. After years of prompting from the Holy Spirit, I finally found redemption and hope through Jesus. Now that I am healed, God has placed a calling on my heart to walk alongside you so that you can find true hope and healing too. If you're ready to recognize that God has a true plan and purpose for you, no matter what you have done in your past, then this podcast is for you. Fill up your favorite mug with some coffee and crack open your Bible because it's time to receive the good, good news. Hey friend, before we get into the episode today, I really want to invite you to sign up for our upcoming abortion recovery workshop. This is going to take place on April 24th in our private Facebook community. And this workshop is going to help you commit to partnering with God, narrow in where you need healing, and learn the steps that it takes to find peace so that you can heal from your past abortion or abortions. Once and for all. Join us for free at bit.ly/abortion recovery workshop, or you can grab the link in the show notes to get registered. We cannot wait to see you over there. Up until I went through my healing a couple of years ago, Easter was just a holiday that I celebrated because that's what Christians did. I knew that Easter was important, and I knew that the reasoning was great behind it, but I had just this really mixed up view of what redemption really was. For years, I thought I just had to do all of the right things in an effort to attempt to undo all of the wrong that I had committed through my abortion experience. I thought that I had to do enough good works to earn God's love back, and I honestly didn't think I would ever get there. When I found healing, I realized how wrong that was, and that just isn't true. God's love really had never left me, and it never leaves any of his children. I know that it's hard to understand that when you're not yet on the other side of this healing journey. Believe me, I totally get it because I've been where you are. When you're in the thick of it, it can require so much more than just hearing someone tell you that it's going to be okay. And so I don't want to pretend that me just sitting here behind this microphone is going to bring you some sort of revelation. But I do pray that this message today is going to help point you in the direction of the promise that God has for you. So I want to just take a quick moment to look at a couple of scriptures today that just really spoke to me when I was struggling with understanding redemption as God designed it. So the first scripture we're going to look at is 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. God is so patient with us. Seriously, he is so patient with us. He knows that it takes us time. He knows that because of sin and free will, we are exposed to so much evil. He truly does not desire for any single one of us to perish. That is why he sent his son in the first place. And I should do an episode about this at some point so I can explain it fully, but Jesus was God's plan all along. We see that even in Genesis. So, my friend, God is patient. He is so patient, and he doesn't want you to perish. He wants you to come and lay your sin down at his feet. And he doesn't look at you in this judgmental way when you do that. Don't listen to what the world tells you he's like. He doesn't sit on a throne waiting for you to lay it down just so he can wag his finger at you. Now, yeah, does he sit on a throne? Yeah. But he's not sitting there shaking his head and wagging his finger and telling you that you have to do this list of 10 good things and then come back and ask again. No, that is not who God is. If people are telling you that's who God is, you need to stop listening to those people because they are dangerous. God desires for every single one of us to come to repentance and does not want us to perish. That is a loving and compassionate and merciful God. And that's what Easter is about. The second scripture that I want us to look at today is Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Friend, in Christ, we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins. And it is so important for you to understand that there is no instance in the Bible that lists off all these sins that do not qualify for the redemption that we have in him. When we look at the scripture from Colossians, it does not say the forgiveness of sins except for abortion. It literally says for the forgiveness of sins, period. God measures all sin the same and he hates all of it. But he forgives it all when we come to him and truly repent, when we die to ourselves and take up our cross and follow him. That is what we have to do. Jesus endured what he did on the cross for you and for me. He knew that sin would continue to exist in the world in spite of what he would go through, and he did it anyway. He did it anyway because he loves you so much. Now, tomorrow is Easter, and we celebrate his resurrection. He is risen. He is risen indeed. He rose to give us hope. He rose to show us how good our Father is. He rose and he is coming back. He is coming back someday for you and for me. So my plea to you is do not let another Easter come and go without the hope he gives. Tomorrow, I want you to remember that he did this for you too. Fully partake in tomorrow, in the celebration of his resurrection, knowing that you are not exempt from his sacrifice for you. The abundant life that he has for you is waiting for you. You only need to lay it down. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you so much for the gift of your Son. Lord, wow. I mean, what an amazing and beautiful gift that you gave us in Jesus. And I am just so thankful, Lord, that you allow us to have such a close relationship with you and your Son. Lord, I just want to ask that you comfort the women listening today who may be struggling. The promise that you give us and that we celebrate over Easter weekend is beautiful, but for those of us that are bound by the chains of shame and guilt, it can be really difficult to think about because we get scared, Lord. We don't know if that's for us. And Lord, I just want to ask that you will help guide these women to know that it is for them, that your love has never left them, that you have been by their side every single moment, for every single tear, every single cry. Lord, I just pray that you will comfort them, that you will show them that Jesus died for them too, and that they can be free. They can be free from these chains, from this guilt, from this shame. Lord, they just need to lay it down at your feet. So I just pray for these women today. I pray that they will not let another Easter go by feeling like they are less than. I pray, Lord, that they will come home to you. You are doing such a big thing in the world. You are doing such a big thing in this mission field. You are rising women up. You are lifting them up. You are showing them that you love them. You are calling them into this mission field to help other women. Lord, you pull us out of the pit so that we can go back in and help others. And I just thank you so much for that. And I just pray that if a woman is listening to this right now and is feeling that call, Lord, that you will calm her spirits and that you will help her see that she is able fully to be a disciple for you. Lord, I just can't thank you enough for today and for every day and for every moment. And I pray that I continue to steward this podcast well. And I just pray for peace and protection for everyone listening and for myself and my family as we go into the rest of the weekend and into next week. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, beautiful friend, I hope that you found comfort from today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share this podcast with someone you know that may be seeking wholeness after abortion? Also, I would be over the moon grateful if you would please consider leaving a review wherever you are listening. It truly encourages me to know this podcast is helping you. Lastly, I want to remind you that we are here for you. If you would like to connect with the community of women healing from the past decision of abortion, please join us in our private Facebook group at bit.ly/DGFA group. Know that I continue to pray for you daily, and I am so thankful for you. I'll meet you back in a few days for a brand new episode, but until then, take care and God bless.